Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. For insider tips for traveling smart, whether traveling on a whim this spring or planning to go abroad this summer, safe and savvy travel ideas that won't break the bank, well, just Google it. With us, Latoya Drake, Google tech and travel expert, the go-to guide for news and travel editors when it comes to sharing tips for being a wise traveler. Latoya is spokesperson and founding member of the News Lab at Google. She provides radio and television commentary on news, social media, pop culture trends, guesting on the Today Show, CBS Morning News, CNN, Fox News, ABC News, NPR, many others. Latoya also manages programs and partnerships with innovative news and media organizations with the goal of helping to build the future of media. A BS from Florida State University, Masters from Georgetown, Latoya Drake, Google tech and trends expert, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Latoya. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. I'm taking notes as we're talking here because it's now time we're going to start thinking about spring break travel, summer travel. Travel is very enjoyable, but can be stressful and costly. Let's start with the importance of planning ahead. How important is it to be thoughtful and get things in mind in the beginning before we even start the process?
You hit the nail on the head. When you are planning travel, sometimes it can start to feel like a job, and your vacation no longer feels like a vacation. So really doing all of that legwork in advance and finding the tools and the technology that are helpful are some of the best places to start. Now, some people have an idea for where they want to go. We looked at some of the places that are trending right now in the U.S., and most of those places are in Florida. There are places
yes.
like, you know, Fort Myers, Miami, Tampa. Now, if you don't know where to go, the things that are top of mind for most people are, am I spending the exact right amount of money? I don't want to go a penny over what I need to spend, and when is the best time to book? And this is, you know, good for people who don't have an idea for where to go but know how much you want to spend. The tool I'm talking about there is Google Flights. Now, you may have used it in the past to get a sense for, you know, how much is it from point A to point B. One thing that I offer to people that is quite helpful is, again, if you don't know where you're going, but you say, hey, I only want to spend $150 round trip to get to anywhere, you can put in where you're starting, you can put in $150, and what we then give you is a list of destinations that you might go to within your budget. Again, taking the stress out, taking that need to brainstorm out, and being really, you know, respectful of your budget is what we're trying to do.
It always seems like when you book airfare, it's sort of a game. Like, how many days before travel should you be thinking about buying that ticket? And then when you see what's a good price, part of you is saying do it. The other part is saying maybe tomorrow it'll even be cheaper. How do you win at that game?
I hear you on that, and that is part of the anxiety that comes with traveling. And we hear that from people a lot, and our team spends so much time talking to consumers and understanding what you need to really feel good about, you know, making your travel decisions. And one thing is just what you're saying that we hear about is, am I booking at the right time? When we're talking about Google Flights here, but there is a feature within it called Price Insights. And what that does is it shows you if a price is high, if it's low. And here's one that's really helpful. We can kind of predict if the price might go up or down the following week. If you're looking at a ticket that you're not sure if you want to buy right now, we give you that data. We give you those insights so that you can make the decision. And to your point about knowing whether or not to book something on a particular day or not, you know, a lot of us, you come down to the last minute and you want to feel like you're not paying through the nose. This type of data, these types of insights help you out on that front so you don't feel like you've spent more than what you really intended to spend just to have a vacation.
We're talking about insider tips for traveling smart, Google tech and trend expert Latoya Drake with us on the program. Once we decide where we're going to go, we get there, now we're looking where we stay. How can Google help us out trying to find a decent hotel that meets our budget?
You're right. Now, you can't really start to think about flights without thinking about hotels.
Yes.
For many of us, we go to a city. We don't have family there. We don't have anyone we can stay with. So the next step that you're thinking about is, what's the deal? Where are the hotels? And what price is right? There is a feature within Google Hotels. We were just talking about Google Flights, but there is a feature that we make available called Google Hotels. And there is a deals filter. So let's say you're going to Disneyland, for instance. You can filter by the current deals that are happening at that moment. We also let you know if that is a very, very cheap deal. So we might say it's 20% cheaper than it ever is. that lets you know right now is the time to book the hotel, because we are able to kind of look across the board, really think historically about what prices have been, and make that easy for the consumer to make a decision, because we're saying to you, here are the deals, maybe book right now. If you wait, the price is likely to go up, but for most people, it's important to have all of that in one place versus clicking around and, you know, forgetting what tab you have open. We're trying to make it one-stop shop for people.
So many of us would like to travel overseas, to go abroad, but we really feel uncomfortable. We've got the language problems. We want to try to feel comfortable in a foreign place. Can Google help us, give us some hacks as we're there? We have to be able to read a menu. We have to be able to read some signs. Can you help us through that process?
Certainly, and I will tell you this. I hear this from a lot of people. If you are going out of the country, whether you're doing it for the first time or you're a pro at it, the one thing you don't want to feel like is a tourist. Many of us want to feel like locals, and part of that
Yes.
is understanding the language, knowing the language. The app there that is one that you want to download before you go, it's called Google Translate, and you mentioned looking at menus or looking at street signs. The app allows you to do this. It allows you to hold up your phone, hold it up to a menu, it will translate it to English if that's your preferred language. Same happens with street signs or any other signage that you may be looking at. But it also goes a step further. Let's say you are in a taxi, you don't speak the language. What you can do is speak into your phone. It will translate what you're saying to that local language. Taxi driver can then understand what you're saying. You can make sure you feel safe and secure and you're getting where you're going. Because, you know, it's hard to learn a language if you're going somewhere in a month, but you've actually got the translator within your pocket via your mobile phone.
Got about a minute or so left in the program. Once you get there, you want to do the things the locals do. You maybe avoid some of the major tourist attractions and feel like a local. And I understand Google is sort of what a travel guide. Once we get there, you can guide us through some of the places that we should be going to.
A lot of people call this avoiding the tourist trap.
Exactly.
If you will, you know, you've seen them once, you don't need to go in that area again. This is the equivalent of having a friend who lives there, our local guides. And these are embedded within Google Maps. Many of us use maps to get from point A to point B to make sure we're avoiding traffic, to get rerouted if needed. But if you're out of the country, there's an explore tab with guides that are created by people who live in those cities. So those guides will tell you things like, where should I eat? Where are the restaurants that the locals are eating at? Where can I go? What museum should I be going to? Here's another one. What's the best time to go? There's data in the app that will show you when is it most likely to be crowded. And so you can look and say, hey, not many people are here right now. Here's the time that I'm going to go. But this guide is within Maps. It is within your pocket. It is the thing that, again, is the equivalent of having a friend who lives there and says, here's where I go eat. Here's where we go, and here's when we go. But that's, again, to get after feeling like a local and not necessarily a tourist.
I'm thinking Google can take care of just about everything for my travel, except maybe packing. And then I'm thinking you probably can help me with that. There's probably a video somewhere that tells me how to effectively pack and not overpack.
Yeah, you're right. You probably want to go to YouTube and see who's an expert at packing. So we might not be able to pack your bag for you, but certainly can make some tips available for you.
The next best thing. We're talking with Google Tech and Trend expert LaToya Drake. Insider tips for traveling smart. Of course, all the information we're talking about available at Google. LaToya, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.